Most healthy churches in America did not become healthy overnight. The key issue in change in a local church is church members who desire what is best for the church and the kingdom, rather than insisting the church meet its needs and preferences. In many ways, this other-than-self mentality is not only an indication of a church willing to change, it is a sign of revival itself. Let me see if I can elaborate. Several years ago, over in the Southeast, a church moved its Sunday morning television program from 9:30 to 7:30 on Sunday morning. First of all, the whole idea of a Sunday morning television program doesn't understand that people who watch television on Sunday morning don't go to church. There's what's called the electronic church. But when I asked the preacher, I said, I've seen the ratings for that station, and the ratings at 9:30 on Sunday morning are more than twice as many people watching than at 7:30. Why would you go from a slot when you have twice as many people watching to a slot where you have half as many people watching? I'm just curious. It doesn't seem to be a good move to me. He said, oh, our members couldn't see it at 9:30. Do I? Well, see, our Bible class starts at 9. And our members wanted to see the program. So we moved it from 9:30 to 7:30 so our members could watch it. It's over at 8. They could still get to Bible class by 9. I said, why don't you just play it at church? If that's who it's for, just play it there and save the money. Oh, no, we're trying to reach the lost. Oh, no, you're not. Because there are twice as many potential lost people at 9:30 than there are at 7:30. So don't say you're trying to reach the lost. What you're trying to do is make your brothers and sisters happy. No, I'm all for brothers and sisters being happy. I think they deserve it once, twice a year. I'm serious. I really don't like controversy. I hate controversy. I'm here to tell you that if a church just wants to be a pastoral church, I think they have every right in the world to make that decision. What I mean by that is if they say, we have 100, 200, 300 people, and we just want to take care of ourselves, I think they have the right to make that decision. I really do. But they need to quit lying to themselves and pretending they're something that they're not. They need to admit to themselves, we take care of us, that's what we exist for. Then you can at least have some peace. Don't you think? And the people that want to be evangelistic can finally know for sure you're never going to be. And then go find somebody who is. Don't you think that's just fair? Well, sure it's fair. And if you want to be like that, be like that. But if you're going to be an evangelistic church, then sometimes you literally have to think like the people who are not Christians think. Right? Right?